This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Eureka City Schools and schools around the county may need to change the start times for the school day next year, but the parents who drop off their kids at Lafayette Elementary will find a new parking lot, a new school bus drop-off point, and a new drop-off area for parents as well. Eureka City Schools will replace the old gravel parking lot with a paved lot, and new landscaping will be done over the current front lawn. That's the first phase of projects scheduled for Lafayette, and the work expected to be completed by the opening of the new school year. Further projects at Lafayette will include a front office space, new nursing office, and a way to close off access to classrooms from the front office area. Other projects are scheduled for Zane Middle School and Eureka High. That includes a possible new gym at Eureka High, as well as a new ag building and the modernization of the music and science buildings. Del Norte County District Attorney Dale Trigg has resigned his position, and in a letter he issued to the County of Del Norte, he claimed that Del Norte County had not paid him the compensation package agreed to when he was elected. Trigg said he makes $17,000 less than his subordinate, the assistant district attorney, and that he was told by the county repeatedly that his compensation package would correct that discrepancy. Trigg said in the letter that he has been offered and has accepted another job. Humboldt State University has a new interim athletic director with the hiring of Duncan Robbins. The school made the announcement yesterday, and Robbins brings with him experience as an elite college athlete at Harvard and Stanford and as CEO of startup firms, as well as being the former CEO of Yakima in Humboldt County. Robbins currently chairs the HSU Advancement Foundation, and he replaces Tom Trepiak, who moves back to his position as Associate Director of Athletics. There's been a lot of news coming out of the state legislature in Sacramento this week, and there's another story out of Sacramento that is of interest to those of us who make news consumption a big part of the day. After 37 years as a columnist for the Sacramento Bee, Dan Walters will pen a farewell column on Sunday, the last of his career. That career began in 1960, when, at the age of 16, Walters joined the staff at the Humboldt Times. Walters then moved to the Sacramento Union before finally settling in at the paper he was nearly synonymous with, the Sacramento Bee. Locally, the Arcata Fire Protection District will host an open house ceremony at the new fire station facility on Central Avenue in McKinleyville tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can meet the firefighters, medical personnel, and staff, tour the station, and enjoy the Pony Express days all in one day. Jordan Christmas has news from Pacific Gas and Electric.
On Wednesday, Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel was presented with a $140,000 check by PG&E to fund a new radio software system for the sheriff's office. The funding became available after Morgan Schlesinger, the sheriff's office emergency communications supervisor, began talks with PG&E staff to seek funding, citing that the current radio system for the sheriff's office had been in place since 2001 and had become antiquated.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As local, county, and state officials continue to craft regulations surrounding cannabis, the impacts of state legalization are coming to light. One impact, moving from the black market to the open market, will see a change in the workforce that comes to the region each year to trim. Supervisor Estelle Fennell, whose Southern Humboldt District is ground zero for the underground industry, doesn't expect the number of people migrating to the region to change much this year. But beyond that, we could see significant impacts. Fennell said on Talk Shop, one challenge is to deal with the people who hang around the edges of the cannabis industry.
So there's a whole group, subgroup of people who literally are not involved in the quote-unquote industry. They're just hangers-on who think they might somehow get something out of hanging around. And unfortunately, in that group, you've also got people who are probably got warrants out on them and that kind of thing.
Southern Humboldt community members and business owners have taken steps in the past few years to address those hangers-on who seem to cause the most trouble.
There was a community values meeting a few weeks ago, people talking about what do we stand for. So there's a move in that direction to just say, you know, we don't want to be nasty, but we don't want to be walked all over either. I mean, being easygoing on people who are living a very, very unhealthy lifestyle is doing nobody any favors, including those people.
You can listen to Supervisor Estelle Fennell talk shop and cannabis by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.